Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to Take Your Bow, a new bite-sized podcast series from the Curtain Call stable that shines a spotlight on the people that make theater happen. In today's climate of increasing isolation, we want to bring you a daily dose of inspiration. In each episode, we're giving someone in the theater a chance to take their bow. From the seasoned professional to the drama student, vocal coaches to the life coaches, you'll find them right here giving insights into what drives them to be in the business and who inspires them. Whilst on lockdown, I've been mentoring five students from Mount View Academy of Theatre Arts here in London. The five of them are all getting their MA in acting and should be doing their showcase performances right about now, but I don't need to tell you that that's not happening. They're doing them virtually, which is awesome. And I've been talking to all of them this week for this podcast. And my final guest student this week is Per Chiravara. Per is a fascinating and fantastic actor coming to the profession after her best friend suggested that she follow her dreams. And that was the only thing she could do. She had one life to live. So she left Bangkok to travel to sunnier climes to attend Mount View and get her MA. But enough of me, here's Per with her story. So the first question is the most simple one, and it is, what is your name and what do you do?
Well, my name is Per Chiravara, and I'm an actor. I just graduated from Mount View this year, so 2020, the year of coronavirus.
Yeah. I think it's going to be great. There'll be not an asterisk or something, but there will be a... anyone who was in school at 2020 that were graduating from any type of course, educational institution, or vocational call, anything, people are going to, I think the world of you guys, because the crap that you've had to deal with has been something else.
Yeah. Hopefully.
So when did you know you wanted to work in the business, Per?
Well, I've always wanted to be an actor since I was little, but my parents didn't think it could be a real career, so I never really pursued it. I was put in dance classes and singing lessons, but that was kind of a side thing, like a hobby. They see it as a hobby. But So I never really did acting classes or think about applying to acting courses when I grew up, but then I found out that there was such thing as drama schools in London. So I think that kind of inspired me to kind of follow my, you know, my dreams again. And so I applied to drama schools.
So you have an interesting story, I guess, in that it's not typical of the kid that grows up in England and goes, oh, they're so completely aware of drama school. Mm-hmm. Where did you grow up? I mean, that's because you're currently, we're talking on, an over the internet podcast recording tool. Because you're not in London, where are you?
I'm currently in Bangkok. So we're halfway across the world, six hours, you know, time difference. Yeah. But yeah, I grew up in Bangkok and there was no drama school. There was like a, you know, Saturday acting classes that was kind of just for building confidence and, you know, to play. Never really came across a serious acting class before. I think it's starting to come up, but when I was growing up, I didn't know anything about it.
Who inspired you then? If you weren't kind of surrounded or weren't aware of the fact that drama school was an option, it's great that you had the opportunity to go to dance classes, acting classes as an aside or whatever, as your a hobby, as you say. I remember performing was my hobby until it wasn't, you know. Who was it that inspired you to actually get into it as a business as a career to follow your dreams. And who inspires you now?
Well, I have a best friend. Her name is Coco. And she's mm-hmm. the kind of person who, she just does things and she doesn't really think of the consequences. Like if, you know, if she wants to do something, she's like, yeah, it's meant to be. And I think that you should do whatever you want in this life. So we were at this Vietnamese restaurant having pho. And yeah, one day we just kind of talked about, you know, if we could do anything like in our lives, like in terms of career, what would we do? And then that was just kind of the point where I just opened up to her and I told her that, look, I've always wanted to be an actor. And she was like, yeah, do it. Go take short courses, you know, because that kind of energy just kind of made me just feel like it was possible. So yeah, I think it was her. And also my partner, when I met him, he said that he went to drama school. Cause usually when you meet someone, you're like, oh, what uni did you go to, you know? And he was like, oh, I went to drama school. And I was like, what's that? And he was like, I'm an actor. And then I was like, whoa, okay, this is an actual thing. This is what people do. So I started researching and taking short courses. And yeah, I think those are the two people that really inspired me and kind of introduced me to this idea that, you know, it's something that is possible.
Yeah. And I mean, it's great to have those people that are, you know, to have a partner that was, I think you probably were meant to meet to kind of get to where you are and have a best friend like that. Coco, you're a legend. Who inspires you now? Who do you look up to?
Right now, I'm obsessed with Jodie Comer. She plays Villanelle in Killing Eve. And a lot of people are obsessed with her. I've been rewatching video, each episodes and each season. And she's just so great. She just plays, you know? And she's very unpredictable. And there are, I think, a lot of people can connect with her. I mean, even though she's like an assassin.
Yeah.
Because
she's so cool, isn't she?
Exactly. And there's like these little quirks and something that we all recognize, like this playfulness. I don't know how she does it.
The two of them together, Jodie Comer and Sandra Oh, are the perfect pair.
Yeah, they just bounce off each other. Ugh.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Let's carry on, shall we?
Yeah.
You talked about your family not thinking that acting was a real job, and that is not unique. Until I guess they see that yes, there is something you can do. But what do your family think of what you do now?
I think they're, you know, they're learning more about it and they're learning how serious it is, in the UK, because obviously a lot of, Thai actors in soaps and stuff, there's not much training. It's just a lot of the time it's also how you look. So they never really understood. I mean, the other day my mom asked me if, oh, so you're graduating now, are you coming back to teach acting? And I'm just like, mommy, can I try and act first? So I just kind of have to keep explaining to them, and I tell them about my auditions and meetings so that they know that I'm serious and I'm working on it, you know, it's not just a hobby to me. And I think she's starting, like my mom's starting to realize how much this means to me. And she's never seen me so hardworking and passionate about something before. So I think, they're coming around.
Well, I think they will. I think that there were people in my family that said, it's time to get a real job. You know, you've done your folly. You've gone on stage. You've had your kicks. Now work for a bank, make some money. So it happens, and it's cool. But you know, in the end, when they see that you're doing what you love and you're making a good go at it, that tends to be the special sauce that kind of gets them to go, okay, yeah. I get it. And I see why you have to do it. It's not so much a choice. I keep saying we're compelled to be in this industry. It's not, if it was easy, everyone would do it. And exactly. It's not, we're compelled to do it. I mean, if I had the compulsion to be a lawyer, I'd much prefer that, but I don't.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you've gone to drama school, and you know, I think you're entering an industry which has changed overnight due to the COVID pandemic and how we get into things. So we're having to reassess how we fit into society as well, anyway, into the workforce. So I think more than ever, and this is my personal opinion, that having multiple skills that you learn in drama school or that you learn through acting or whatever is really essential in today's world going forward. I mean, do you agree with that? And how important do you think having, like, being a multi-skilled, multi-hyphenate person is important today?
Well, I think learning new skills is always good. You know, it's good. It's always going to be beneficial if you can do more things. I think something important that I learned from Mountain View is that they really encourage you to create your own work. And mm-hmm. in the course, we had to create our own show, our 45-minute solo show.
Wow.
And obviously that was canceled due to the COVID-19 situation. So they've actually changed the module, and we had to create a 20-minute film basically in isolation. Mm-hmm. So that was a lot of fun, and you know, just writing and filming and you know, just learning these things. I think it's always beneficial to learn these skills. And I think you can still, you know, create your own work even though COVID-19 is happening. So
yeah,
I think also keeping up with skills. Like I'm still boxing every 3 times a week. Yeah, 3 times.
Nice.
A week. Yeah, because obviously Thailand is open now because our numbers are quite low now. Mm-hmm. So I have my trainer come over to the house and I do boxing with him 3 times a week.
You start beating each other up.
Yeah. but yeah, just kind of to keep fit, and I'm still reading scripts and all that stuff. So when the time comes when, you know, the industry opens up again, I'm kind of ready to go.
You've just mentioned that. Is that kind of your normal routine? You do that 3 times a week, you're reading scripts. How else are you feeling your days these days?
Well, right now I still have online classes. So
okay.
I do my online classes, and I'm doing a couple of meetings right now because we just had our showcase sent out 2 weeks ago.
Agent meetings and things.
Yes. So just kind of those two at the moment. And it kind of takes up almost my whole day because obviously Thailand is 6 hours ahead. So in the morning, I have what, breakfast, lunch, and then I have to prepare for class. And then the time, you know, it gets dark already. So I'm like, okay, I can't do anything else now. So whenever I do self-tapes and stuff, I have to ask my friends from London to be like, can you please wake up at 9 a.m. because the light in Bangkok is gonna go. So yeah, thank you to all my friends who have been waking up and helping me with my self-tapes.
Well, Pear, if you're... I have kids and a dog. So if you need someone to read with you at 9 o'clock, I can be there.
Thank you. That would be cool.
So, Pear, if you had, and I ask everybody these questions, these are the same questions. If you had one cast album from a musical that you had to self-isolate with and you had no others to listen to, what would that cast album be?
Do you mean like, a musical, you say?
Yes.
Hamilton.
Very good. You're not the only one who has said that, obviously.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Did you get a chance to see it when you were here?
Yes, I actually won the lottery.
What?
Yes.
You're the one. Oh my gosh. See, you're one of the people that I resent because we just couldn't win.
And it was so cool because it was, I think my partner introduced me to the app and he was like, yeah, why don't you enter this lottery? Because I've been listening to the song and stuff and I've been wanting to watch it since forever.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll do it. And it was like a week after entering that I won the ticket. And it was so funny because my partner on that day, he had to fly to do a commercial. So he didn't get to watch it with me and he still has it. So,
yeah. Well, we paid for our tickets to just normal, you know, the we booked so far in advance, but also we had some, we knew people who worked on the show. So we got house seats, but you'd still pay full price for the house seats.
Expensive.
And, which is fine, which is absolutely fine. But we, the tickets that we bought ahead of time, and we bought them like 8 months ahead of time.
Oh, wow.
I got ill and couldn't go to the show.
No.
So my friends took the ticket with and took my son, took my 10-year-old son who absolutely loves Hamilton. Anyway, different story, Pear. This is about you. We're going to now do some quick fire questions. And there again, there are no right or wrong answers. It's just kind of off the top of your head thoughts, what you think, this or that. And then we'll get to one last question about how people find you online and we'll send you on your way. So you ready for some quick fires?
Sure, let's go.
Okay, let's go. All right, first one. Movies or theater?
Movies.
Okay. Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram.
Tom Stoppard or William Shakespeare?
Shakespeare, always.
Okay. Broadway or West End?
I've never been to Broadway, so West End.
All right. Clotted cream or jam first?
Clotted cream, but I actually eat it with butter. I know that's really weird.
That's all right. So my son does. I do clotted cream first too. My wife thinks I'm weird. Netflix or Amazon Prime?
Netflix.
Cinderella or Snow White?
Snow White.
Nice. Wicked or Les Mis?
Wicked.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Yay! Stephen Sondheim or Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Lin.
It's okay. There's no wrong or right. That's all good. It's really funny. It kind of splits right down. These 50-50 questions are split pretty much 50-50. Oh, wow. Even the clotted cream or jam first question.
Wow.
Okay, last thing. How do people find you online, Pear? I know you're in Thailand at the moment.
Yeah.
I know that you'll be back in London when you can, and you'll probably be going to the States too, I'm sure, to be working.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So how do people find you online, on the socials?
Well, right now I'm on Spotlight, but I know that not everyone can access that.
Yeah.
Unless they have a link.
They can find you on the Mount View graduate page. I'm pretty sure they do that. So if they need to find you, they can go there.
Yes. And I am on Instagram. I am kind of obsessed with Instagram. I have like a theme and everything. So
nice.
That is kind of my main social media page. I am on Facebook sometimes, just kind of scrolling through the news, but
yeah,
I haven't really used it much. And I'm not on Twitter because I haven't really worked out on, you know, I don't know how to use Twitter.
Yeah.
I should.
I'm terrible at Instagram and I'm on Twitter. So what is your Instagram handle so we can let everybody know?
My Instagram handle is Pearchira. That's Pearchira.
Perfect. Well, Pear, thank you so much for joining me this morning and for you this afternoon. I look forward to meeting you in London with the rest of our cohorts, the five of you guys and me. We're going to all hook up in London when we can. And well done on getting through your coursework and, you know, your graduate shows. I think your show reels, which I've seen, they're all brilliant. And I think every one of you has a bright future. I am absolutely sure of it. And I look forward to working with you someday.
Thank you, John. I look forward to meeting you and working with you too.
Awesome. Well, see you soon and take care.
Bye.
Per Chiravara, acting student on the Acting MA course at Mount View Academy of Theater Arts. Thank you to everyone for listening to the journeys, all of them so very different. The journeys of the five students I'm having the pleasure to mentor over the next month. If you'd like to take your bow on this podcast, get in touch with me via any of the social media platforms or email me at john@curtaincallonline.com. John with an H. We all need a little bit of inspiration and happiness these days, and hopefully today's chat gave you just that. Join me sometime soon when I'll be talking to other theater professionals somewhere across the globe when they'll take their bow. Bye.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.